And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Hello. howdy. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards, I'm the Rock and Roll Poet.
My name's Tony Hearn, I'm just a layabout.
No, you're not just a layabout, are you? You're a hard-working guy. Down, 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 down. This is Seb. We're letting you, we're back on. I know who's on. I can hear it.
Yeah,
I can hear it.
We're
in my ears.
Back.
That, but that's because we're not in Hyman's Lodge, of course. This is the Chop Chops. I miss saying that. I've learned how to say it, the Chop Chops. Because if I say it like this, Tony, if I say it like this... Hello, this is the Chop Chops. It's a bit
it's
rubbish.
Not quite the same, is
it's
it?
The no. Chop Chops. Yeah, I like the Chop Chops. They're getting me excited about Pinot de Del Mar, Psychobilly Meeting, more of that later on the show. It's not a Psychobilly Meeting special, because I've only got permission at the moment to play one of the bands that we played before, so we're going to play them at the end, have a chat at the end.
Okay.
Got a word of the week, though. Well, a phrase of the week. Courtesy of the bloke I was staying with last week, it was his birthday, Silky. More of him later on in the show, but he said his mate came up with a phrase for the wet patch. Do you know what the wet patch is, or have you forgotten it of late?
I know what a wet patch is, yes.
You know what the wet patch is, do you?
I'm familiar yeah. with the terminology.
But have you ever heard of it? Did you think wet patch? It's not too pleasant. I need something a bit nicer.
Okay. Yeah.
The cuddle puddle.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Yeah, is it nice? Yeah.
You having that?
Yeah.
You having that? Where will you be sleeping tonight, the cuddle puddle? I'll be making it myself.
It does sound quite sweet.
The cuddle puddle.
Something that isn't.
It is sweet.
Is it?
Of course the wet patch is sweet. It's all the lovely lady fluids, isn't it? And some of the gentlemen's.
Exactly.
It's the lovely lady fluids and some of the gentlemen's that everybody loves. Actually, I think I'm fine with wet patch, but I know that some people aren't. The cuddle puddle.
Cuddle puddle. It is quite sweet.
I'm having it. That's where that finishes on.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At least we know now. We can hear it.
Here's UK Subs.
Russian time.
go. Warhead, UK Substone, one of their classics, redone on the mighty new Jet 13 label. Indeed, sir. Indeedy. Yeah, that's right. And guess who sent us that?
Charlie Harper?
No, Jet.
Oh.
Jet, who runs Jet 13 Records.
Of course.
There was a bit of a clue there. But I'm sure Monsieur Harper will be very pleased to hear that. And I'm very pleased to hear this, of course. It's the Planet Smashers.
It is.
I can say so with confidence. What I want to know is, Tony, right, this is from the UK Sub's latest EP called Warhead.
What's going on there? Is that nice funky remix?
That can't be good.
It's nice, though.
I wonder what that was all about.
It's very late 90s.
That was the perfect time for it to do that. But it has freaked me out massively.
I can see that.
Oh, dear Lord. Come on. What? How can it be getting stuck, Tony?
No. Because you are laptop killer.
Real Player has encountered a problem and needs to close. We are sorry for the inconvenience. You don't fucking say. That was... I'm not sending it, but it's closed. Obviously, it's closed. That's given... Right, now what do I do?
Try them again.
I'm going to try them again. I'm going to keep talking, though, because that is the Planet Smashers. I was very pleased to play them. I'm not going to open them in Real Play. I'm going to open them in something else. See if that works. Should only take a couple of years, because I am the laptop killer.
Laptop killer, yeah.
I am the laptop. Let's see how they get on with Windows Media Player. So anyway, it's UK Subs from Warhead, which is that was great, that. Which is, it's five tracks and a video of Warhead live, right? And it's out now, jet13records.co.uk. That sounds a bit more like it, doesn't it? I can trust Windows Media Player, I think. That really freaked me out. That was very, very odd, wasn't it? Do you think it's because I am, in fact, the laptop killer?
You are the laptop killer.
Is that why?
Yeah.
What I want to know is, anyway, before we go any further, do buy this if you get the chance, because Charlie Harper's a friend of the show.
He loves it,
and we love him. He's very funny, man. What pisses me off is, I'm 38, he's 61, he looks younger than me.
All right.
Yeah. That's not good, is it? Jet, however, has got the best hair on the planet. I am quite jealous of him. He's a very, very good looking Japanese boy. Look, there's a picture of him, look.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, so you fancy him as well.
Oh, he's quite good looking.
He's great. Oh, he's great. I think Charlie takes the piss out of him, but still. What I want to know is, what is UK Subs MySpace page?
MySpace.com/UK Subs.
No, MySpace.com/UK Subs.com. Which fits in quite well with their website, which is uksubs.com. No point for that.
Right.
But myspace.com/uksubs.com. Do check them out. That was Warhead.
They played Pool
like
the week.
They were in Pool. They were the Mr. Kips in Pool. Were they now?
But you weren't there that week.
Or were you when you got that out?
I just got there, but we didn't go. I should have gone.
Okay.
It's not 2 minutes.
Is there anything you want to talk about?
I just started mentioning it because I was going to go see them, but
you didn't.
I will try to.
MySpace, Tony.
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic way to get in touch with Punky Radio. Leave comments on our page. If you're not already friended up with us, do put in a friend ad. I will get round to them. I promise you. I've only got about 30 to add at the moment.
Okay.
So that's cool. That's cool. I have been stuck in a few cuddle puddles of late, though.
Have you?
No.
Right. Okay.
So it's a great way to get in touch. So do. Up to 2,500 characters that are the voices in my head.
Yeah.
2,500, mostly Disney. And the Pinky Ponks.
The Pinky Ponks?
Yeah. From in the night garden.
Okay.
They get off the ninky nonk and they're like, when I'm not having an imaginary chat with Macapaka Poo. I'm flattered. You read out my podcast alley on the 3rd of June and the 27th of May shows. That badge is in pain. Serious pain. Keep up the good work. Winning something or other, but I didn't find out what he's winning.
Okay.
Hey up, lads.
Hello.
Any chance of a mention on Punky Radio about our new band, Static Chaos? We are supporting the business at the Town Mill, 11th of July. Ched, no.
Fair enough.
No chance.
No.
We don't know what's going on there, do we?
Well...
He's left right squad.
He's left right squad, yeah.
But do you think there's been yet another Pommy? But do you think they'll cite musical differences?
Yeah,
like
probably.
Like when Staz left?
Could be.
When Staz left, I said, why is Staz? Oh, musical differences.
Right.
I said, what, one of you wanted to play at 100 miles an hour, one of you wanted to play at 101? Ched and Pommy have been mates for 20 years. I don't know what's going on there.
I'd ask him.
Well, you will have to, what, with you living near him.
Or you can MySpace him back with a wonderful word of MySpace.
Yeah, but I fair enough. You're not going to do it, are you? First time in 3 weeks, missed it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I hope your new band stay. They are supporting the business at the Townmill on the 11th of July. Why don't you go, Tom?
I probably could, couldn't
from
I?
The horse's mouth.
Yeah.
Interview him. Saturday the 5th of July, the week before, Creepers present. Actually, if that's a Sunday the 11th of July, I might be able to come. So it's Saturday the 5th. No, add on 6, Paul, it's Friday.
Alright.
Saturday the 5th of July, Creepers presents King Kurt with support the Speed Kings and Killing Seymour, a psychobilly band from down the road from me who I need to get in touch with. Doors 7:30 PM and we'll have DJs on until 3 AM live at the Old Angel in Nottingham. Tickets available now, ticketweb.co.uk at the bargain price of only £12 in advance. More on the door. Keep creeping, Stripe and Lady T. August birthday bash also sorted out. Here's what you lucky people get. Guest DJ Steve Whitehouse, frontman from Frenzy, fabulous band, live music from Pickups and Pitchforks and A Sailor's Grave. The night will be hosted by the beautiful girls of Burlesque, Minty Darkstar and Emerald Ace. Oh, crikey.
Nice.
DJ Stripe playing host of Psychobilly, Rockabilly and Horror Punk till 3 AM. All this and only normal enterprise, but we don't know where. They haven't said where it is.
Probably the usual place, maybe.
It's that the usual place,
remember.
Yeah. That will be at the usual place.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, love the Smack Tars, love the show. Last one is to involve the white and orange homo cowboy pants. I don't remember that.
No.
I nearly pissed myself. Keep up the good stuff, handfuckers. I voted. Moba Lorbeth. Oh. Oh, crikey.
Blimey.
Who trod on the duck? I don't remember the orange homo cowboy pants. What's that all about?
Orange what?
Orange homo cowboy pants. Yeah. Who had orange, white and orange homo cowboy? I do vaguely remember. Oh, God, that's a really old one.
Is that
when I was going to buy some white and orange homo cowboy pants. I do remember now.
When was that?
From Thingamy. By Own Bargains. But it's not Own Bargains. It's the
TK Maxx.
TK Maxx. In there, that was when I tried on these...
Oh, yeah. God, that was ages ago.
Homo cat. That was 2 years ago.
This is the guy he's listened to like 24 hours of punk or something in a row.
He's clearly lost it.
A 12 hour shift.
He's clearly just lost it. All the episodes. That is a long time ago.
Yeah. Mobilobes, is it? Mobilobeth.
Mobilobeth. I'm calling him Mobilobeth. I'm sure he is Mobilobes. Mobilobeth. Dear chaps, seeing as I'm still computerless, I think Futureless can be chucked in there as well, haha, and can only get to hear the occasional show. I just thought that I would leave a wee message. Is that the cuddle puddle? To let you know that I love you both dearly, and I mean that most sincerely, and I never tell lies. Oh no, not me, sir, not me. And I'm not a nasty person either. Not really. It's just that my Tourette's gets the better of me sometimes. Anyway, thank you both. You've been so kind. Ciao, suckers. John Codger. Oh, it's John Codger. It's my boyfriend. I've read that all wrong. How I meant to read that was... thank you. Oh, yeah. Know what I mean? Yeah. Not a man. Dear chaps, not a man. No, I'm pissed. Not a man. John Codger. That's what I meant to say.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Cool.
Have you got any podcasts, Ali Bollocks?
Right, thank you all for your votes so far this month. We've had quite a few votes, but we still need more, as always. So if you do want to vote for us, please go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. In fact, we'll do our best to read them all out. But we're getting quite a few more
I'll
now.
I've nicked a towel.
Sorry?
I've nicked a towel.
Have you?
I'll tell you about it some other time.
Okay.
Right. I'll tell you about it next week.
Alright. So here's the top 5 comments.
Oh no,
week.
I might tell you in the next bit.
Okay. Front. Punky,
bottom.
Punky is radical.
Is this word association?
No. You two could take over other radio stations if you wanted to with your badassness. There you go. And here's a word for you, front. A frugal cunt. Girl that is being stingy and won't ever help pay for anything.
Oh, what a
makes
front.
The guy pay for every single thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
Cheers.
We should have had that as word of the week.
Emerson Apathy. Front.
Maybe we'll have that next week. Thing is though, they might as well call that girl.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a woman who paid her own way? I haven't.
Well, you know, punk word of the week should be emailed to Paul.
Yeah, it should.
Paulie B, punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Tightly email word of the week, otherwise it gets ignored.
Or just put it out an accident. Oh well. Yeah. What can I say? They simply are the best.
We are.
That's from Anne K.
Thank you. Oh, I love Anne K.
Very much, Anne
Kissinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's added me on Facebook. She's
me
Foxy.
Too.
She's Foxy. Foxy older chick. I'm thinking MILF. I'm thinking she might be a bit of a cougar.
Cougar?
Yeah, it might be a cougar. And she's from North Carolina or South Carolina, something like that. She's going to have a really nice voice.
Yeah?
She's going to have... Why, sir? That is lovely. And then I get the chance to say, I may have to go out onto the veranda and have me a mint julep. Have me a mint julep. She's probably got a slave.
Right.
Probably.
Okay.
Or probably had one.
Well, probably at some point.
I'm not saying black. I'm not being racist. She's a slave. Could be from anywhere. Hobbit.
She might have a hobbit slave.
Like a hobbit on a string. Shut up, Paul.
Punky rules.
It does.
Gooper,
it does.
Gooper. Punky all the way, Smacktards. That's some bass-based 77.
Hey, nice one.
The Punky Man rocks. Stay cool, me amigo. All the best. DJ H, the Soupy Gatto Show. He's still voting.
Soupy Twitter. He's all right. I told you he was all right.
Yeah.
Still think he's dodgy. His votes are dodgy. Still, his votes are dodgy, aren't they?
Of course they are.
Votes dodgy.
Of course they are. Because of that saying. But we'll say it anyway. It's a bit dodgy. Votes last dodgy. One. June vote for Punky. Last week's show was short. This week's show was long. Tony is working on his comedy, and Paul is working on his wine.
Here's that's a nearly a poem, isn't it?
Nearly. Here's a vote to the best show claiming to play punk. From your oldest
we've
fan.
We've just played fucking UK subs. We're already claiming.
Not planned to kick the bucket within the next couple of weeks.
Long shot, kick the
George,
bucket.
From the eclectic mix.
Oh, we ain't got long left.
No?
No. Really? He hasn't got long left.
By the time.
The podcast peers have started again. We should definitely vote for him in case he's dead by the next one. We're not doing anything about it this year. We won it last year. Our work is done. I think. Plastron. Stick a plastron.
Okay.
Plastron, stick a plastron. Oh, I think I might need a plastron. Plastron. Enchanted evening, mate. Soon as these added us on Punky, I listened to their music on their page and I said, send us a CD yesterday. I love it. Basically, they are from Philadelphia. It's yet another reason to go to there, as well as Fishtown.
Fishtown, yeah.
Plastron and Fishtown. Lead singer's fit. Look, there she is on the moon.
Wow, yeah, they get around.
Enchanted evening. Look at them. Look at those B-52s-ish types. They are B-52s-ish types. They are Plastron. The track I'm going to play off this album is track 9, Scary Circus. I will be playing track 5 next week, El Gato. It's all brilliant. It starts off backwards and it finishes backwards just to get you to the fourth dimension. And then, as I said in my piece for the next issue of The Wrench, by track 9, Scary Circus, you're wondering how many dimensions there are. I love them. They're my new favourite band tone.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what's the MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Plastron.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B the Internet One, and this is Scary Circus. Love it. Come back, cause you sure you're sleeping now. Oh yeah, that's Plastron. I'm loving that, my friend. I am loving.
She sounds lovely.
That doesn't she just? Oh, that's so good. I love it, mate. Absolutely love it. They are my new favourite band. Whole album. Love the whole album. This is the Cemetery Surfers. Look, I've got this right, and I'm playing them in Windows Media Player. Far more reliable than Real Player. Should we try and get sponsored by them? I'm just going to throw
Windows
this.
Windows Media Player.
Yeah, I'm going to throw this into the bag with the stolen towel. Now, I do need to. I think Punky's been too good for too long. I think we've been too nice, right? So
too nice.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do this week is I'm going to teach you how to nick stuff.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. I think. Well, I mean, everybody knows how to nick stuff, right? But I know how to nick it really well.
Yeah, I didn't realise it was a fine art, but okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've become the artful dodger. Yeah.
The artful dodgy.
I have become the artful dodgy, right? Yeah, okay. Thing is, right, I figure that when I'm in Manchester, everyone's on a rob. I've had my car not only broken into, but destroyed in Manchester in the past, right?
Okay.
I've had shit happen to me in Manchester, so when I'm there, I'd like to get a bit back.
Right.
And this week, the bits I got back were a free towel, two free drinks, and a free sachet of delicious Souchard chocolate drink.
Oh, really?
Or as I call it, Suckard chocolate. Right. First of all, the towel. Right, I was in the Thistle Hotel in Manchester. I will tell you more about this later on, but I was in the Thistle Hotel in Manchester over the weekend, right? And lovely soft towels, and I thought, I want one of those.
Right.
But I didn't want to just be a towel down, it'd be obvious. So what I did was, in the morning, I never want my room cleaning. I don't like them maids going through my stuff.
Okay.
I'm only there for 2 days, so, you know, fuck it, then clean it after I've gone. Anyway, she knocks on the door, she's going to come in. I wait to see if she's young and Polish. She's not. So I tell her get out again. Otherwise, she could have stayed. Because there's a really nice little young Polish one that was dealing with the fourth floor, but I'm on the fifth. You know, I get the old fella. he was all right.
He was all right.
Yeah, he was all right. I wouldn't have kicked him out of bed. So I said, no, I'll just have another towel, please. Right, meaning because I'd used one.
Right. Okay.
Right. Anyway. She gives me fucking loads of towels, leaves them by the front door. So when I brought the towels in, I had one in the bag, basically.
Okay.
So I've got more than the requisite amount of towels in my hotel room, and one in my bag. So they think I've been collecting, because they forget these foreigners, right?
Yeah.
They think I've been collecting towels that might have been escaping.
Yeah.
And putting them back in the safety of my room, when all the time I've had one.
Nice.
I had a flannel as well. There was a bathroom, it's full of flannels. I thought, I'll have one of those. Because otherwise the towel would be lonely.
That is true.
That's what I was thinking.
So it's fluffy then, yeah?
Yeah. When I was checking out of the hotel, I can't stop myself. The maid's cleaning the room. This was real, like, in front of everybody, this. The maid's cleaning the room. I checked that she's got her back to me. She had. She was in more danger than she thought at that point. And because she had her back to me cleaning the room with the door open and there's music playing. I just walked past. Spotted the Souchard sachets, the yellow ones look a bit like tea bags, only the bigger. Look a bit like the Twinings.
Yeah.
And I just had a couple of those in the pocket.
Cure.
I know. Silky accused me of being a pikey.
It's a bit pikey-esque.
It is a bit, but I like it. I've never seen it anywhere else other than hotels. Can't buy them.
Okay.
They're just made for the hotel industry. And me.
Now you.
So I have a few, right? Anyway, I get a free drink. This is brilliant. I'm going to name and shame this bar. There's been Crow, a Danish bar, the Crow Bar, if you will.
Nice.
Across the road from the Thistle Hotel, where me and Michael Legg, one of the comics on at another club in Manchester, ended up there late at night. And I went out for a fag, and I left him with the drinks. And he went and sat at a table with the drinks. I came back in and said, where are those drinks I just bought? And the barman said, oh God, someone must have taken them. It is nearly last orders. They must have thought you left. What were they? I said they were a pint of lager and a Jack Daniels and Diet Coke. He went, there you go, mate. Sorry about that. I went, no problem at all. Went and sat down with Michael and we had our 2 pints and our 2 drinks. I wouldn't do that in a little pub.
Right,
I wouldn't do that in a little family-run pub. But in a big city centre... City centre, overpriced, wanker's bar.
Oh, okay.
I'll take them for everything they've got.
Because
I'd already spent, like, I'd bought the barman a drink.
Yeah.
And I knew what the thing is, what I didn't say is Michael Legg was at the bar going, no, mate, I've got them here. And I'm going, shut up. It's my plan. Anyway, that's how you go to Manchester and come away from it with a bonus towel, flannel, 2 sachets of Souchard Suck Hard chocolate drink and a free Jack Daniels Diet Coke.
Nice.
And I will be trying that every time I go to Manchester now. I'll be trying to come back with those exact items. All right, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all so far, all so much for your nomination so far.
Oh, this is the Cemetery Surfers, did I say that?
Yes, you did. Yeah. So, but I always need more twats. I've got a few, but do need more. So please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week is from Mobilobes Fantastico.
Mobilobes, he's getting around, isn't he?
Or also known as Paul.
Good name.
Yeah.
Good name.
So we're all punks here.
Are we?
We all hate the government and society treats us bad. Blah, 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 blah.
I think society does me a favour, clearly. I'm getting free sachets.
Exactly. Anyway, but he fucking does. I'm an avid listener from the Isle of Man.
I love men. I love man. I love white, really. I like purple.
Nice. He supported the UK subs and seen Zombino over here, so ain't all bad.
Oh, well done him.
That's quite nice.
Yeah, Zombino, brilliant.
And in the past year or so, there was a little incident involving a local politician. A certain unnameable for legal reasons, a politician's wife and himself were put on trial for fiddling with figures on money spent.
At least they're only figure fiddling and not doing that Belgian thing.
This, to me, comes under the tax fraud bracket of the law. Now, as these people are supposed to be an example to the masses, you would assume that they would be punished accordingly to show no one is above the law, right?
Fuck them, that's what I say.
Wrong.
String them up.
They get off on the fact that it was was their first offence.
F off?
Yeah.
First offence, F off.
Bullshit, they shouldn't have any offence, but at least got bollocked for it if they break the law. Cunt slap. So
fair
basically,
enough.
I would like to nominate a certain unnameable.
Well, hang on, if we don't know who it is, how can we use it to them?
Unnameable for legal reasons. Don't know.
This is ridiculous.
Well,
the basic tenet of Easy Twat is their name, where they're from, and why they're a twat. And they've fallen down at first. Sorry, it's null and void.
Null and void?
I can't have it. How can we have it? Somebody is a twat. Well, I could have told you that.
Okay, so we'll turn it back on him then.
I think we're going to have to.
Okay.
Is this second week running? It's not second week running, is it? We've
no.
So we've done someone else for this. Not for this particular offence, but we can't. It's got to be. Is this Mobilobeth?
It is.
Oh, he's getting it in the fucking neck.
Okay.
How can he? Somebody is a twat. Well, thank you for that. He might have made that entire story up for legal reasons. How do you feel about that? Mobilobeth. Mobilobes. What is he called? Mobilobes Spastico.
Fantastico.
Nearly. Mobilobes Fantastico. Right, it's a twat. Yeah, come on then, Tone. We're going to have to do it, aren't we? Go on.
So, Mobilobes Fantastico from the Isle of Man
is a twat. I don't think he's got no comeback from that at all.
No.
None at all. No. What an idiot. He's a complete lunatic. I can't believe he's wasted our time with that twatness. I was getting quite into it. I was trying to enjoy it. Without knowing who the bloke was. And I thought there was going to be a big reveal at the end. Changing rooms. Or...
like changing rooms.
Or makeover. One of their makeover programmes. When they go, da-da, look at what we've done to her face.
Is a twat extreme edition.
Look at what we've done to her face. And then she comes out and goes, and the blokes are, oh, I can't believe what they've done to your face. Your face looks amazing. They've done your body up as well. Look at those tits. Oh, they're lovely. And then she looks at him and goes, hey, you little fat fuck, I'm divorcing you. I've had all this work done for nothing. My life goes on. We can't have that, can we? The big reveal. Somebody is a twat. What was he thinking?
I don't know. He clearly wasn't thinking at all.
We'll let him off it.
Okay.
If he provides us with the information.
Okay.
In time for the show in a fortnight or something.
Okay.
It could be done in time for the show in a fortnight. I've worked that out in my head.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right then.
Mobilobes, he's a twat. Right, okay, right, next track then.
Yes.
Yeah, should we do that?
Yeah.
Right, where are we? First wave, rock and roll Valhalla, love it. Just falling for a bite and I lost to go. Gonna steal the show. Rock and Roll Valhalla, First Wave, mate. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's from beat. Their it's from their EP. 20 Minutes of Fame, which I think is probably 20 minutes long and famous. And yeah, that's the first track, Rock and Roll Valhalla. We played Machine Gun Blues before, haven't we?
Yeah, track two.
Well, yeah, but we played track one now as well, Rock and Roll Valhalla. It's a good one, actually. It's a good one. And yeah. they're really nice guys, but they have got, look, they've got Grandad Punk.
Oh.
Playing for them. Hello, Grandad Punk. They should hate me, really, but they don't. They keep going. So they keep saying hi. Yeah, what I want to know is, Tony, what are they, now they are from Leicestershire, aren't they? First Wave.
Are they?
Yeah, they asked us to DJ at a do.
Oh, is it them?
Yeah, it was them, right. First Wave, and we couldn't do it.
No.
A, because we're no good at DJing, and B, because we had other commitments.
It was probably a Friday night, wasn't it?
Other commitments.
Yeah.
I think it was a Friday night. Friday or Saturday night. Anyway, we couldn't do it. But thanks for the offer, chaps. And they were very good in helping us find the lurkers who I couldn't track down on MySpace.
Yeah.
They're mates of them, I think. All so, right. Anyway, Tony, what I want to know is, what is First Wave's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/FirstWave.
No, MySpace.com/FirstWavePunk.
Yeah.
See? So, that's Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony 1. Yeah, it's going to be close this week, you know. I still think you're going to win it. I still think you're going to win it, but I think it's going to be close.
Okay.
I'm winning at the moment, of course.
Course.
That's all that's important at this here halfway stage. Now then, Tone, have I told you about GoDaddy?
Go what?
I can't have done.
No.
How remiss. Basically, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings, SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and is podcasting! So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything is laid out really simply on the site. And if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. Why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
You went a bit country with that one this week.
A little bit country.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. And should someone be about to shoot your dog, shoot your dog and run away with your wife, or even shoot your wife and run away with your dog, whichever thing you don't think you're going to like as much, I guess.
Uh-huh.
This is Zombie Ghost Train.
It is.
They're from Australia. They've got a new album out that their record company's refusing to send us. I'm getting really pissed off about it.
Why is that?
Because I love Zombie Ghost Train. I'm not getting it. Oh, do you mean why aren't they sending it?
Mm.
It's people like you, Records, and they've got... The thing is that they have a distributor in the UK.
Okay.
And he's actually the distributor, Century Media, who used to send us stuff when we had that their radio show in Wankland. Yeah. But now they don't send us anything.
Because of that.
Right. Well, they only send to radio stations because that is the diktat of the distribution deal. So I'm going around in circles with them. They're going, we want to send you it. They're saying we can't send you it because you're not a radio station. And we're going, but they've asked you to. They're going, but you're not a radio station. And I'm going, oh, fuck it. We just won't play them.
Oh, fair enough.
You know, that's the long. It's not like we're short of music, is it?
That's true.
So anyway, that's it.
They could just send us on themselves, of course.
They could, I suppose.
Or was that just too simple?
It would be too simple. Can you say something for a minute?
Okay, don't forget to vote for us and review us on iTunes. We're going to read out the iTunes reviews in the foreseeable future, not this show. But if you do want reviews, please do. Go to our iTunes page. If you go to punkyradio.com, there's a link on the left. Or you can just search for Punky on iTunes. You'll be taken to our music store page. Do reviews. You need to be logged in to do that. It costs you nothing. 5 stars only, and we'll read out your reviews. I read out the US and Paul reads out the UK.
Well done, Tony. And it's going to be US ones that we're going to be reading out, isn't it? When you do
them. They've been piling
up over
the last
ones.
Month or so.
Look, and I've bunged that up there and it's gone. It's not the first time I said that. I doubt very much it'll be the last. Mm. I've bunged that up there, Tony, and it's gone. You see what's happened there? Anyway, I'm going to play the next track now.
Okay.
All right, this is the Chords again. This is the third or fourth song we've played off their The Mod Singles Collection on Captain Oi / Captain Mod, which is in our top friends on MySpace. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Chords MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheChords.
No, and this is... I should take a point off you for this. MySpace.com/TheChords UK, or as we call it...
The Chords Suck.
The Chords Suck. Yeah, The Chords UK. MySpace and The Chords. THECHORDS UK. MySpace.com/TheChords UK. Reminiscent of The Jam. I think you'll find this one. This is called In My Street. that is the chords. And In My Street, I like that tone. Do you like that tone? I'm keeping talking about that until this happened.
Hey,
see what I did there? Mustang Lightning, of course. That's the chords. It's a really good album, this, the Mod Singles Collection. There's 17 tracks and then three bonus ones that are kind of other versions of things. It's really good, really good sort of, and it's good in the car. It's good just to listen to, but it's good to kind of background working away something, because it doesn't, it's catchy, and every once in a while you tap a little bit faster on keyboard and that. Yeah, it's cool. Well done there. And that now goes in the bag with the stolen towel. The stolen white towel of old Manchester town. In it goes, bang. I'm not recommending or condoning theft. I'm just saying that sometimes, you know, the world owes me a living.
Okay.
It can't give me a living, but it can furnish me with a towel. And I'm going to get a lot of use out of that towel tone. That towel's not going to go to waste.
That's true.
I think if you nick something, you should get the most out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then return it.
Yes. Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe the next time. I'll take it back next time I'm there.
Yeah.
I'll have a guilt trip.
Yeah.
I nicked this last time I was here, but I've washed it and everything.
You'll think, fucking hell, what happened to this? What's it been using this for?
What's that brown mark on it? What do you mean, what's he been using it for? What are you suggesting, Tony?
I'm suggesting you've had it probably a year by the time you go back, and it would be a bit...
It'll
worn.
Be a few months. Worn?
Worn, yes.
Well, you know, rub it against the walls.
Why not?
Why?
Why?
Anyway.
Each to their own, you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right.
Whatever,
yeah,
Tony,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, of. Yeah, whatever, Tony, with your worn-out towels. Although, I have been around fucking Tony towels a bit. Some of your towels, and you can see from.
Yeah. I don't nick many. It's been a while since I've stayed in a decent hotel.
I've nicked one ever. That one.
Right.
All right.
All right.
All right,
move on then.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my... I'm the laptop killer, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, question.
I'm waiting to see what I'm talking about next.
All right.
Yeah.
Who knows what the hooch might bring, eh?
Well, it'll be a few seconds yet, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I think it might be so. Oh, I know what it's about before it gets here. It's, I didn't tell you about, my latest student shows.
Okay.
The two of them, they had their two shows, it was the final one, the first years, and that, their final mark. And they were really good. I don't think I mentioned it, did I?
Nope.
They were really, really good. I'm proud of all, well done. Well done, my students. There's some really good jokes as well, most of which I wrote. No, they had some really fantastic jokes. But I just want to tell you, because one of them was actually, I wrote the joke for him. I'm having it for myself, though.
Okay.
About Joseph Fritzl, that lovely fella.
Who's that?
A lovely old granddad from Austria.
Oh, yeah.
Who may or may not have kept a huge amount of his family in the basement and gone in there and shagged him from time to time.
Yeah.
What was he thinking? He just, and we'd written this joke out, you know how, like, your granddad would sit you on your knee and pretend to steal your nose, and he'd put his thumb between your things like, I've got your nose, I've got your nose, got your nose, you see that?
Yeah.
He's had visions of Joseph Fritzl's grandson. He's like, having him on his knee like that, and he goes, got your nose, his grandson going, no, granddad, I've got your nose, and your eyes, and your lovely smile. What's that all about? Thought of that myself.
Oh,
and
right,
I was on BBC Radio Manchester last Thursday.
Yeah.
Right, on the Sam Walker show. She's very nice. Very nice to meet you, Sam. Had a really, really nice time. But they gave me a load of news stories just with and half an hour to write something funny about each one. But the only one that I really went to town on was Wayne Rooney's marriage to the beautiful Colleen. Mm. If they have kids, they're going to look like orange monkeys. Right. And but they got married in Genoa, right?
Oh,
and
right.
I just had visions of like her family over on Merseyside, like going, where's our Colleen gone for the wedding? Genoa, of course, Genoa. She's our Colleen. Where's she gone for a wedding? Genoa, of course, Genoa. She's our Colleen. Where's she gone for a wedding? Genoa, of course, Genoa. It sort of goes on like that for a bit. We got married on a boat, on a yacht, lovely yacht.
Yeah.
You see it, he's had visions of it. Look at the size of that pedalo! Right, and finally, right, this is fantastic. And I've forgotten it. Well, it was about them as well. I have forgotten it completely.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
It's funny. Oh, yeah. They were going, they sold the wedding to OK Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell. Right, and so. But the paparazzi were all there trying to get photographs. then there was just a thing on BBC News 24, a quality news station, which you now enjoy yourself, Tony. I never thought I'd see the day. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's great. It said the paparazzi were out in force for the marriage of Wayne Rooney and his fiancée, Colleen. Unfortunately, they failed to get any photographs of any of the football stars or other celebrities that had been invited to the wedding. In fact, the only person they got a photo of was a bemused vicar. And right. it showed about a phalanx, a huge amount of photographers, and just one bloke in a dog collar just walking past going, "What are you doing?" I don't even think he was the vicar for their wedding. I think he was just a vicar in Genoa, just a priest,
right,
just going about his business. And the paps thought, "We've got to get a photo of something." I think they're on the verge of taking photos of each other. this is one bemused vicar. Love to see that. Look, I've managed to do my thing while I've been talking as well, so I'm going to go straight into the next song.
Okay.
And I'm going to actually tell you about it as well. Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
Yeah.
Their various album, The Shake Said Shake. We have featured We All Got Somebody You Want to Kill and One Legged Rock off this. But I do want to play another one of the 14 brilliant tracks on here. I want to play the title track, The Shake Said Shake. It's quite slow, but it's really groovy and a bit eerie and a bit, ooh, like that.
Okay.
This on Voodoo Rhythm Records, you know, my new favourite label.
Yeah.
Not my new favourite band. My new favourite band, of course, are Plastron, but Voodoo Rhythm's my new favourite label for the time being. What I want to know is, Tony, and you should get this, you've got it right before, what is Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Hipbone Slim.
It is. So that is what? That is Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2. Is it? No.
3-2.
No, it's 3-2 to me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 3. I still think you're going to get a draw, my friend. This is Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers and the rather marvellous The Shake Said Shake.
Question is about desert plain. Oh, what? 40 miles got a camel train. Hitch me a ride across the sand. I saw a rocker shake with a crazy band. And a shake said shake. And a shake said shake. The shake is a shake, and a shake is a bar. The shake is a get, and a shake is a ride. The shake is a shake, I'm gonna blow your top. And a shake said shake, and nobody stops. Well, the cat on the drums was blowing a horn. Well, it rocked so hard it made a big sandstorm. And the shake said shake. And the shake said shake. Shakes a shake, yeah, shakes a pop. Shakes a shake, yeah, the shakes a rock. Shakes a shake, come on, blow your top. Shakes a shake, nobody stop. Yeah, man, you wanna see him shaking that?
Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. The Shake Said Shake, Tony.
Very different. I like it.
It's nice, isn't it? Did you like that one then?
Yeah.
Because you said you're not a huge fan of the chords, are you?
Not really. It's not really my thing.
Are you a huge fan of how the Dead 60s used to be?
Yes.
Good. Here they are.
Oh, nice.
That worked in the nick of time. I nearly looked like a bit of a Wally then.
Of course. Of course you are. That's why I'm playing the Planet Smashers. Oh, no, it's Dead 60s. All right, it's fine.
This is Dead 60s, yeah, you Wally. Yeah, who we can still play, even though they split up. Because when they split up, the music didn't vanish.
No.
Did it? No. It's still there. It's still here. It's still
and you
brilliant.
Can still buy it.
You can, obviously, still
obviously.
Buy it.
Obviously.
And, of course, the great news about them splitting up, if there is any, is that it's probably cheap now.
Yeah.
Probably get it really cheap, so fucking buy it. But buy the first album. I reckon what will probably happen is both albums will be reissued on one CD.
Right.
I reckon.
Yeah.
I don't know why I would reckon that. I just do. I just do think that will happen. One thing that's definitely going to happen is me next week, Tony, going to Pineda del Mar in Spain for the Psychobilly meeting.
You are?
I'm very, very excited about that. Indeedly doodly.
Next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Oh, yeah. I say it to my students every week. None of them get it. See you next Tuesday. All right. See you then. Yeah, all right. And see you next Tuesday. Because I'm a child. I'm a man with a child in his eyes. What was that? What was that sort of that song I sang before the show started? It was something like, "I like cheese and I like peas and I really like the Chinese, but I don't like the Portuguese because they're dirty, cheating bastards." It was something like that, wasn't it? It was something like that, yeah. Yeah, Psychobilly meeting, Pineda del Mar. I'm going to tell you the bands that are on, mate, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you some clues as to which ones I'll be interviewing. All right, because when we get back, there's obviously going to be a special. So it runs from the 24th to the 30th of June. I will be there inclusive. But the 24th, 25th are getting to know you, getting to know all about you, hanging about by the beach bar, the Psychobilly Beach Bar, listening to music you like, meeting new people. Or perhaps in one of the 12 block-booked hotels by the pool, enjoying a nice relax in the sun and getting to know some new Psychobilly friends.
Nice.
I'm just going to get absolutely lashed and see what happens.
You're taking those big boots.
I am. Taking my big boots, my big gold boots, gold DMSs. I've nearly broken them in. I've been wearing them around the flat.
Okay.
Yeah.
You took them down the stairs?
And set fire to them. Okay. But I was asking someone about it and they said that they thought the only thing I could possibly do was dubbing. They said they didn't even think setting fire to him would help.
Right, okay.
But if I bump in at Dave Phillips, he will obviously set fire and throw him down the stairs. I just wish I had some stairs, because he's going to have to throw him out onto the landing, and it's a shared landing, it's no smoking.
Oh, okay.
So it might be dodgy setting fire to a pair of boots and throwing him down a shared landing.
Good point.
I might wait until I get there and just lob him out the hotel window, because the pool will put him out.
That'd be fine.
They can flame through the air. And then be put out. Oh,
are you sure you film it?
What a great idea. I will.
I'm sure your camera phone will do it.
My phone will just about manage it.
Yeah.
I reckon, yeah, what a great idea. So I don't get there till the night of the 24th, but I'll be out drinking and smoking as soon as I get there. And then on the 25th all day. And then obviously, the day of the 26th, I imagine I'll be relaxing or getting over sunburn and a hangover. But 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th are when the bands roll. The 26th, Dead Kings, Bopping Kids, Spellbound, Ben Cooper Rocking, who is Ben Cooper out of Restless, who gave up, but you might be any of you. And I think it's El Diabats or La Diabats, I'm not sure. But anyway, I'll be interviewing those. That's my clue.
Okay.
Dead Kings are made up of loads of famous Psychobilly Beach Mother bands. So I'm looking forward to that night, but not as much as June the 27th, when I'm going to do in reverse order, Chibuku, Tabaltics, Klingons, who I'll be interviewing, Frantic Flintstones, who I'll be interviewing, and Batmobile, who I'll be interviewing. Oh, nice. Klingons, Frantic Flintstones, and Batmobile on the same bill. I'm very excited. La 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 la. And then by the time I get back, I should have permission to play all three of them. See, that's my point. I haven't.
Right.
I've told you about all this bloody psychobilly nonsense.
Yeah.
But anyway, by the time I've interviewed them in the flesh, I should be alright to play them, basically. There should be managers with them and all that. We should be able to sort it out. That's what happened with the Grandabats.
Okay.
It wasn't until I met their manager who said, "Go for it, players. I want you to play us," right? So this same is that. June 28th, of course, There are, the tight-fitting pants, Bambula, Roachy and the Sarnos, who I'll be interviewing, the Long-Tall Texans, who hopefully I'll be interviewing, and Granabats, who I'll be interviewing. Roachy and the Sarnos, Long-Tall Texans, and Granabats on the same bill. And we've got a Roachy and the Sarnos comment on next week's show. I'll be bopping on a lilypad, 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 bopping on a lilypad, lilypad, lilypad. I'm a rock and roll frog, and it's been my life on a log. I might even try and play that one.
Yeah,
it's got nothing to do with Punky. It's just a great song. We should be fine with that. I think we should be fine. They've got a new album out,
right?
On what appears to be their own label, or a very small label. So if I can get hold of that, we'll be able to play some Roachy and Sarnos material. Anyway,
cool.
June the 29th, the last night, the Sunday features that object. Hang on a minute. What appears to say Lucky Dudes, but I'm just going to check that. The Cracks, Bam Bam Bazooka, String Beans, and Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen, who I'm hoping to interview. Nigel Lewis was one of the original members of Meteors.
Right.
Nigel was the one with the "Nothing You Can Do or Say Stop Me Going On My Way, because you can't keep a good man down." And they did, I don't think it was Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen, I think it was the Tall Boys, but he did, "Got a Brand New Gun and I'll Walk Right Through Your Town," which is one of the best Psychic songs ever. But Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen do it as well.
Right.
And again, they've got an album out with that on that I'm going to try and get hold of. And I reckon that we'll get permission to play some of their stuff, which I'm very excited about. Nigel Lewis, one of the original Psychobillies. So if I can get an interview with that man, I'll be very, very happy. I should have got a backstage pass, but regardless of that, I can see myself interviewing by the pool. Interviewing by the pool. Or maybe down at the beach bar with my recording device.
Nice.
Probably with a San Miguel on. Because everyone in Spain drinks San Miguel all day, don't they?
They do.
You're not allowed to drink anything else.
No. That was big.
I'm not having that paella muck.
It was in Lechworth, I think, last time. They were flogging the San Miguel.
Was that Lechworth, Spain?
Yes.
was that at Lord Bishop?
I think so. I think San Miguel was a big hit.
I think it was, yeah. The King of Sex Rock and San Miguel went particularly well.
I think so, yeah.
I think so. Anyway, so then... And then I'll fly home on the 30th, but not till the night time. So I'll have all day on the 30th to recover. But what a great fucking 4 nights of Psychobilly that is, my friend.
It's going to be great.
Very excited about that. And Astiabats. And they're ladies from Brazil. Psychobilly band from Brazil. I'm going to be interviewing all your stuff.
Nice.
So I'm still looking for these lucky things. Lucky Dados. I'd have to check out where the Lucky Dados are from. I might try and get an interview with them. I was going to try and interview Chibuku, but they're from Germany and they look fucking terrifying, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a bit scared to meet them. I'm looking forward to seeing them, but I might be shy in the background.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So I'll be there. Pineda del Mar, Barcelona, Spain, Tuesday 24th to the 30th of June. Next week, in fact. Can't wait.
Luton Airport?
If you're in the space... I guess, where did you come from? Where did you come from, paradise? Nah, Luton Airport. Lorraine Chase, innit? I will be flying from Luton Airport, yep. Yes, sir.
Excellent choice.
I'll be able to get a lift there, of course, not far from where I live in Hitchin. Well, in Hertfordshire.
Yeah.
Shouldn't say where I live exactly.
Not really.
I only get chicks following me around.
Oh, you don't want that.
Trying to find my house in the woods. The joke being that none of them ever leave. I don't know why they try and find it, really. It's a bit like Tony Towers. All right, Tony, last track.
Yes.
This band are playing at the Psychobilly Festival, and we all know what that means. It's the Granabats.
Oh,
Pip
nice.
From the Granabats. I didn't bump into him in Los Angeles when I was there, but I am going to see him I'm going to follow him around with my recording device till he agrees to talk to me. come on, Pip, stop it. Turn around now. No, he will. He'll be fine. He'll be cool. I do have to apologise to Stuart out of the band, though, for saying he wore rubbish jumpers. Apparently, the last time I saw him.
Oh, right.
He was drunk.
Was he proud of his jumpers?
He loves his jumpers. Okay. And I shouldn't have said, look. He had a suit on that night, and I said, well done for getting out of those stupid fucking jumpers. Which wasn't a really by way of introduction. It wasn't a good way to make a good impression.
No.
A good first impression. So I do apologise, Stuart. I like your jumpers. You're very talented songwriting. Your songs are brilliant. As is about to be proved by the Granabats. What I want to know is, Tony, this is from their third album, Rough Edges. And it's one of the songs that me and my mate Worm used to play in his car when we were about 18.
Okay.
And we used to love this song. I still do love it, but it was like, this is one of my songs from my youth. you'd call it Back in the Day, and I'd Hit You on the Head.
Yeah.
Yeah, from my youth, from the past. This is one of my songs from the past. What's Guanabats MySpace page, my friend?
MySpace.com/Guanabats
Yeah, it is.
Cool.
Brilliant. I'm really happy about that. Now all I've got to do is fucking get the... All right. Hang on, Tone, track five. There we go. Brilliant. All right, this is from their third album, Rough Edges. In my opinion, their best album, but everybody's got a favourite. This is Rocking on Creek Road. Oh, it's probably the internet. Three, Tony, three. I told you it'd be close. It was. Yeah. It's a draw. This is Rocking on Creek Road. Bow, bow, bow. So there you go then, Rocking on Creek Road, Guanabats,
nice.
From the album Rough Edges, In the Bag with the Nick Towel.
In the Bag.
Absolutely fantastic. This, of course, is The Scourge. This is the end of the show now. I just want to give you the MySpace page of the Psychobilly meeting. It's myspace.com/Kaella Psychobilly meeting. So it's myspace.com/Kaella Psychobilly meeting. Do check it out. They have got a website as well, psychobillymeeting.com. Do check it out. Absolutely brilliant. And even if you can't make it this year, it's going to be an annual event for Paulie Betty, my friends.
Nice.
So it's like, if you, I would strongly recommend you find yourself in the Spain area every year from now on. Yeah, how brilliant. Oh, that's a big yawn for me. That show's been odd for me because it hasn't enjoyed any booze. And it's been in the daytime.
Yeah.
I've managed to just have one cup of tea. I don't really know what to do about that, Tone.
We've got to drive. You have a long drive ahead.
I'm feeling a bit unusual.
Are you?
Yeah. I should be feeling a bit wibbly now.
Right, yeah.
And I'm not. I'm full of the joys of spring, if a little tired after a very, very long weekend. So yeah, do please, if you can, if you're UK people particularly, can you leave us an iTunes review if you haven't done already? We're going to be reading out some US iTunes reviews soon, but we could do with some new UK ones. We slipped off the main page of the featured, and it would be good to be back on there. Basically, we're still up there. I'm still really happy with our position on iTunes.
Okay.
But an extra few reviews would be helpful. And of course, we read them out. 5 stars only. But why would you give us anything else?
Exactly.
Unless you were some freak with a vendetta.
Yeah.
But you're not the kind of people we want to talk to.
No.
No, sir.
No, that's right.
No, sir. And vote for us by all means. Podcast Alley, you know what to do, guys. We've done quite well this month, haven't we? We've got quite a lot of votes. We're top 30. Top 30
in Podcast Alley.
Yeah, it's quite impressive out of millions.
That's pretty good.
We're 23rd, I think, last time I looked.
Excellent.
23rd, not to be sniffed at. Rather like my Harris.
Yeah, I don't want to sniff that.
You don't want to sniff my Harris at any point. No. More from Plastron next week. You can't get enough of them.
She sounds lovely.
Yeah, well, we like girls. We like girl singers, don't we?
We do like girl singers, yeah.
We could play a lot of girl singers. I don't think we'd have any trouble doing that. Yeah. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up Hoog! Up Hoog! Bollocks.
Yeah.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.